It's been a year since 49 people were shot and killed at Pulse, a gay nightclub in Orlando. Since then, local chapters of a gay gun advocacy group have popped up around the country, including in Fort Myers. WGCU's Quincy Walters takes us to a Pink Pistols meeting.
There's a sign on a table at the local Culver's restaurant this night indicating the group is a chapter of the Pink Pistols, a nationwide organization that encourages the LGBTQ community to learn to defend itself with firearms. The emblem is an upside-down pink triangle with a figure holding a gun. Chad Hendricks, who's gay, was at the Pulse nightclub a week before the massacre. When he heard the news, he says he was angry.
Had there been people that are armed in there, it's very possible he would have been shot down like the dog that he was.
It's a civil and human right to be armed, he says, and that's why he started this chapter of the Pink Pistols here in Fort Myers. Sitting next to him is Charlie Bingham, one of its new members.
One day I was singing karaoke in a bar, and I went into the bathroom, and there was a Pink Pistols ad there. And I thought, okay, that takes a little stress out for me. Like, you know, maybe it's my own biases, but I was like, I would rather learn from a gay guy than a straight guy. It will be easier for me somehow. That was the hook for me.
Bingham identifies with the LGBTQ community, but says he's married to a woman and has a daughter. But that's the thing, says Hendricks. You don't need to be LGBTQ to be in the group.
Like we say here on our flyer, we're a single-issue organization. We don't keep any databases. If you're not comfortable coming out, being out, you know, that's okay. We don't have to know any of that information.
Charlie Bingham says he became interested in guns after he became a family man.
It helped me feel like a more responsible parent and citizen. Like, this is something that a citizen should know how to do.
Debbie Patterson is sitting across the table from Hendricks and Bingham. She's straight, but says she's pro-LGBTQ and pro-gun. She says she grew up in the country, and the men in her family used guns to shoot wild animals. But she was never taught, so she's here.
When you see all the crime that is going on, and being a single woman, you need protection.
And Debbie, as a person who's not part of the LGBT community, how did you feel after the Pulse shooting?
Horrified. Horrified. Mm-hmm. First thing I did was make sure he wasn't there.
Yeah, I was at work that weekend.
Yeah.
So
this is terrible. The world has come to this. So. Yeah, all those people should have had a right to defend themselves in that club.
Chad Hendricks says Florida gun laws are partially to blame for people being defenseless at Pulse. If only Florida allowed concealed carry permit holders to bring guns into places that serve alcohol, he says. Other states, like Tennessee, where Hendricks lived before, allow it. You just can't drink. And he says it works.
We have designated drivers, designated shooters. You know, that way everybody's protected.
But for Pink Pistols meetings, Hendricks chose Culver's because they don't serve alcohol. Because after dinner, we head to a shooting range.
We'll load it back up again.
Chad Hendricks starts me off on a Walther P-22, a 22 caliber semi-automatic pistol. There's no recoil, but it gives you a sense for how to hold a gun. Then he gives advice on how to get a better shot.
This is what I call the fundamentals of your grip, your stance, and your presentation. So once you have all that together, then you start actually seeing results on the target.
Okay. Grip, stance, and
you gotta put them all together.
Right.
In order to get those.
The grip is your hand placement on the gun. Your stance is kind of how you'd bend your knees to swing a baseball bat, and your presentation is more psychological. I kind of procured a shoulders down, chest out mentality.
Well, the front side is covering.
Then Hendricks whips out a 40 caliber Glock. It's what he usually carries. It's got a laser pointer. It's what he would have carried if he were in an alternate universe where Florida allowed concealed weapons in bars, and if he were at Pulse the night the shooting happened. Hendricks says law enforcement and paramedics are invaluable, but he says self-reliance is paramount to survival.
You're the first responder because you're there. The police and the ambulance and all that, they're the second responders.
But law enforcement disagrees.
A concealed weapons permit is for protection. It does not make you a first responder.
Lieutenant J. Rodriguez is with the Fort Myers Police Department.
If there's a safe option, you get out of there. Your job is to get out of harm's way. And if the only way out of harm's way is to use that weapon that you have a license for, so be it.
Chad Hendricks says when evil decides to act like it did last year at Pulse, it's just there to do its deed, he says. And that's why he started this chapter of the Pink Pistols, to arm people with confidence to stand up to evil and say, it ends here. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.
There are 45 chapters of Pink Pistols nationwide, including new ones in Gainesville and Central and South Florida. They usually meet monthly to practice shooting.